An AP analysis of the Kansas abortion amendment vote finds the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade may have altered the dynamics of this year's midterm elections. Last week, voters in traditionally conservative Kansas rejected a ballot measure that would have allowed state lawmakers to tighten restrictions on abortion. The margins against at nearly 20 percentage points stunned abortion opponents and gave hope to abortion rights activists in other states. An Associated Press analysis found there was a high turnout among Democrats and independent voters who were galvanized to defeat the ballot measure. About as many voters turned out as for the general election, and about twice as many as during the previous 2018 midterms. In 99 of 105 counties, support for the measure was more than 10 percentage points lower when compared to the support for Donald Trump against Joe Biden during the 2020 election. Ashley Aull, a spokesperson for Kansans for Constitutional Freedom, says the decision to overturn Roe really was a wake-up call for more moderate voters. The Value Them Both coalition that fought in favor of the amendment called it a temporary setback, saying the fight is far from over. I'm Jennifer King.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.